What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
As Bill has pointed out, the streets are completely dead right now. Usually we see some sort of traffic, but
there's nothing.
No one's out at Christmas Eve. We're here, though.
The Hampton Inn, I don't think anyone's at the Hampton right now either.
If they are, they're asleep. No one's up at all yet. It's fine. We're here, though. Merry Christmas Eve, everybody.
Is that the Steamrollers again, Jake?
This is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra here, actually. Don't worry. We got some more festive ones coming for you later on in the show. But...
Nothing going on at all out there.
No, we've seen a car go by in like 10 minutes. Not one. Oh, there's one right there.
Okay. When I drove in, there was nothing going on.
The streets were dead.
Yeah.
Here we are.
464-5685. Call or text the show as always. NFL Pro Bowl rosters are out. And a friend of the show finds himself on the NFC's roster. That, of course, is Luke Gifford of the San Francisco 49ers, first-time Pro Bowl, his seventh season in the NFL with the Cowboys, the Titans, and now the Niners. We had him on the show this summer.
I've had him on, like four or five times?
Yeah, a couple times. He's been in for a full hour.
At least three.
Great talker.
Yeah. Yes.
Great guy. Yeah,
that was great. We texted yesterday after I saw and congratulated him. Lauren Swigert made me aware of this because I hadn't seen it. Also, is this something that is all new to me? I have no idea. The Pro Bowlers get named with two games to go.
I'm like,
what are they talking about? They're like, yeah, he's the Pro Bowler.
I don't know if that's new or not.
When they usually do that. That's a good question. I don't know when that usually comes out.
I mean, they don't like in college football. They don't name the All American team with two games to go.
They don't.
So I was like, what is this?
You know, Cam Jurgens also made it.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. He's from Beatrice.
Yes, he. I know. I am very familiar with Cam Jurgens. He was the Grand Marshal of the parade this summer.
In a lawnmower, and Jake was there.
I admitted that parade since I was probably, I don't know, 15.
How about this, Bill? They named that football field after him, too, in Beatrice. At his alma mater, Beatrice High. They named the field after him.
Yes, they did.
They dedicated it.
Yeah, dedication.
So that maybe they didn't name it. Dedicated it.
I'm not even sure what the field's called. Because
I don't even know what that
it.
Means if I'm dedicating the field
I
to
don't
you.
Either.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe for a night. I don't know.
For a night.
His name is somewhere in the facility, like permanently in Beatrice.
I would hope so.
Anyway, Gifford had 19 tackles on special teams, which is a big number.
It's a lot.
That's fourth in the league.
Where the value went up when you watch the game is that there are now that they, in general, they force you to return the ball. Which means they kick the ball short of the goal line because there's no fair catch in the NFL.
Right.
And that allows people like Gifford to make plays. Well, before, they were just bombing balls out of the end zone. None were returnable. And so those guys had no value because guess what? In special teams, what happened was to be on the kickoff team or kickoff return team was irrelevant. You never got to return one or cover one.
He spoke of that.
And so now it's all changed.
Yeah, that's right. He mentioned that.
So now you're back to playing again. So what a great rule change that was.
19 tackles is on special teams. Wow. I'm serious. That's excellent.
He's played a lot of linebacker this year.
Has he?
Yes, he has. And I just texted him. I said, I'm just like, hey, FYI, in case you're unaware, I said, you guys can win it all. He goes, he's aware of it. They have a really good team.
Now, I have not watched much.
I didn't know if they were goofing around the locker room and didn't realize they had a chance.
The word came in from Nebraska.
Yeah. There's some hijinks going on.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
I don't think they call, you know, special team starts. I mean, he's got 8 starts this year.
Yeah.
As linebacker?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, absolutely. That's what I said. He's been playing a lot of linebacker.
I didn't know he was starting 8
Somebody
games.
Somebody needs to follow people we have on the show a little bit.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Luke, I apologize. Yeah. What a season he's having.
I'm the first person to say that I haven't watched him a lot because the game wasn't on or I was doing something. So I just caught bits and pieces of games. I never sat and watched a lot of whole games.
Gifford undrafted, too.
Yes. Otherwise, in terms of other news for the Pro Bowl, four teams had 6 players each. We're talking about the Ravens, Broncos, Niners, and Seahawks all had 6 players as Pro Bowlers.
That's pretty shocking with the Ravens having 6
Ravens
on their record
this year.
And they're not very good.
7-8 on the season.
Bad coaching job.
Well, injury. Lamar Jackson's not. He's not right. He's not
he's
healthy.
He's injured. He's banged up. He's not even close to the same.
And I think a couple teams also had 5. Like the Lions had 5 players, and two others had 5 players, too. The Dolphins had 1. Uh-huh. Devon Achane, very worthy, very awesome player. That's it, though. That's all she wrote for Miami. 6-9 record right now.
So what do they do? Do they even play a Pro Bowl anymore?
I don't think they do.
Is that why they're doing this now? Yeah, because they don't actually play the game?
Flag football. So no, there's not a game anymore.
They call it something different. Yeah, so, now. I mean, it's like the Pro Bowl games.
Yes, games. Yes, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, Jake, we grew up at the Pro Bowl.
You know, I saw
in
the
Hawaii.
I watched that.
The uniforms were incredible. AFC, NFC. I went and watched a practice there. I was over recruiting in Hawaii.
What was that like?
And Brad Childress was on the Eagles staff, and they were coaching the NFC. And so I went over and went to practice. It was incredible. I got a chance to talk to Brad afterwards and stuff, but. Yeah, it was just cool to watch. And there was probably like 25,000 fans watching practice.
Oh, it's Childress's nickname.
What's that?
Chili.
Yeah. So it was awesome.
How do you know that?
That's well known if you watch football.
It's well known. Yeah,
it's well known.
It was well known for a long time. He's a coach forever.
Jake, there was actually, they played. It was fun. They played a game.
Chili's his nickname.
I think that's commonly known. If you watch football the last 20 years, you know. Yeah. Brad Childress is his name.
Yeah. No.
Chili.
But that was better times too, Jake.
I remember watching Ricky Williams for the Dolphins in the Pro Bowl. So in Hawaii, when they played the game.
God,
so
Ricky Williams.
I didn't see the glorious years you guys did, but I saw the end of the good Pro Bowl years.
It does make sense, though. It's like, all right, we're going to take the best players and go head-to-head with them in a game.
February 3rd.
Good there. How they pulled it off for 50 years, whatever, is remarkable, too. I mean, it's like... This is not good.
February 3rd.
Congrats to Luke Gifford and Cam Jurgens, Pro Bowlers from Nebraska.
I said today earlier off air, for like Luke, that almost guarantees him 2 more years.
Yep.
A Pro Bowl does almost, unless if he stays somewhat healthy. That means he probably gets 2 more years in year 7. He's going to get to year 9 in the NFL.
God.
If he stays. I don't care what level, whatever. And he started 8 games. Think about that.
Oh, I have. To also tip your cap to Frosty. Yeah. He made Jurgens make that move.
Yep.
True.
That's a big
deal. You know, it worked.
It did work.
Yeah, Frosty smiling today.
Chance of him playing a long time also.
Oh, God.
A 10-year guy.
Yep.
When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.